Clemson people in the Clemson community, Tiger Sports Shop, that is a place to go for all your favorite gear. You want to support Tyler Venables, who has blocked a punt in one consecutive game. You could do that at Tiger Sports Shop. I love it, man. Two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Always open at tigersports.com. Tyler Venables joins us right now. What's up, man?
How are we doing?
Man, I'm doing great. It's always great to have T-Bone on the show. I love it. Walk us through. Block punt, man. Walk us through. Look, you guys got close a couple times.
Yeah, we did. So, Coach Gilchrist, we had a middle return called, and he's kind of given me the freedom over the past couple weeks just being on the punt return team to, if I see something go, I guess that's because I'm a, old head. But I saw that they were, zone blocking to the nub side next to the long snapper, and they were man blocking out, so they weren't really accounting for me on the man side. So just kind of crossed face of the long snapper right before he snapped it and just beat the up back. So I knew if I could beat the up back, then I'd have a chance. So
when you're talking about man side, is that like field boundary stuff? Like, would that be more field?
Not exactly. The punt team gets kind of weird, but they'd have the long snapper obviously in the middle, and then they'd had one guy to his left, and he was blocking out.
Gotcha.
They were zone blocking that side, and the long snapper was kicking out on the snap to that side. So they had two guys blocking two zones there. Then the other side, they had three guys blocking our three guys who were outside of them. So I got inside of the first guy, and they didn't account for me.
Oh, and their punter took an extra step like every time too.
Yeah,
so he's kind of asking for it.
Trying to let their guys get down the field so they can contain our Antonio.
Let's talk about you talk about you're an old head. Like, coach on the field, Tyler Venables, when some of the issues that popped up Saturday, and they sort of keep popping up, you're an older guy. What are you saying to your younger, less experienced teammates about, hey, we can't do this. We got to be better with our eyes and with our brains and with our technique and all that stuff. What's the conversation like there?
I think the conversation during the game isn't so much on, what the hell's wrong with you. It's more of, all right, look, here's what we did wrong. Here's where you might have messed up, and here's where we can correct it. This is not a game-ruining mistake. We can bounce back from this. You're going to have another drive. You got to go get it back out there. And just trying to encourage people, you got to find a way to play winning football within those games, especially if, you're making mistakes in the first quarter. You've been repping all week. We're counting on you to, play the whole game. Once you make one mistake, it can't be end-all, be-all. You have to, find a way to, keep going, roll with the punches, and, get back. So just, looking at, what they might have done. Maybe they threw a motion in there, and it kind of gave us a weird adjustment. And maybe you took your eyes off of something, or maybe you got too much width, or maybe they used that motion to get some leverage on you, and now all of a sudden, they get outside of you. So small stuff like that. But then during the week, you see those mistakes in the game on Saturday. You come in on Sunday, you watch a tape. You get the corrections, and, as good or as bad as it is, you are what you put on film. And so that can be incredibly infuriating for, guys who make those mistakes. You're working all week, and then you still mess up the same thing you practiced eight times. You want to break your hand on the desk and punch yourself in the face. It's a very frustrating process. You let your whole team down. You left that for the world to see, your mistake. And, so channeling that frustration to Monday's practice, to the whole week, to try to find a way to get that corrected so it doesn't happen again.
I know everybody sort of asking the question, especially like Dabo last night. I was asking him about some of the things, and he said that the same coverage, the sort of Tampa concept that led to the long touchdown right before the half, he's like, we literally just repped it. Like, coming off the practice field, he said, like 30 minutes ago, we just repped it, and we did it perfect. And it worked. Totally worked. Perfect. There's got to be frustration there, where there's got to be something that guys are seeing, right, that makes them think, maybe I'm not supposed to trigger like I did in practice, even though it's there. So what do you do with that? Like, when guys are just not quite sure enough when you get in that game situation?
I think, a game situation, there's so many factors that go into it. You think down in distance, and then you think formation, and then you think, is this the first drive of the game? So is this their first 10 scripted plays where things can get kind of funky? And so you're answering yes and no to all of these questions in your head, you know, a million miles a second. You know, what formation and what motion do they just do to give away a tendency? You know, if they do this motion, it's looking like it's 90% run. And so if I am, you know, this hook player here or there, everything changes based off of all of these circumstances. Then on top of that, you know, field position, where are you? Are they plus 50? Can it be four down territory? Are they going to run the ball here on third and eight to get to fourth and three and then go for it on fourth and three? You know, if it's yes, then I got to do this. If it's no, then I'm going to do something a little different. You know, is it right before halftime? So all of those things, you know, go into it. And, you know, if you don't account for one of those things or two of those things, and you account for everything else right, but you miss one, you know, then all of a sudden you're not going to be prepared for this route concept or this, you know, counter back into the boundary. You know, so just taking yourself through all of those things and accounting for everything so I can do the best I can to play the perfect technique, so I can have my depth or I can be aggressive if it's run game here.
It's obvious. I mean, we know who your dad is. We know your family story. You sound like a coach. Do you feel like, I mean, you're playing still, but do you feel like a coach sometimes, practice or even in games this year?
I mean, I wouldn't give me myself the title coach. I think I have enough knowledge to help where I'm needed. You know, if I can pull a guy aside at practice and give a little pointer and a little tip in hopes that he retains that, you know, for a game, that's a big deal to me, and that matters to me. You know, I don't have the biggest role on this team. I don't, you know, quote, matter that much, I guess we could say. But, you know, I'm going to try to be the best that I can in my role. And if my role is to be, physically in pain, 6-year guy who happens to be really smart, then I'm going to do the best that I can with that. And so what does that entail? That entails me, you know, just talking guys through little plays, stuff here and there, just throwing everything I can, hoping something sticks, and just trying to encourage my teammates, hoping that, you know, they can obtain success for themselves. Because it's a very rewarding feeling for me to get to see, you know, guys make plays and celebrate and you know, create turnovers, make tackles, because they've been working so hard at it. You see them fail over and over again, and then you try to, you know, give them a little nugget of wisdom, and then they all of a sudden pick it up, and then they find success. That's a very rewarding feeling, not just for me, but for anybody who's been able to do that will tell you the same thing.
Visiting with Tyler Venables here on the program, so you guys are about to take on Florida State. You've faced Florida State a million times.
Yeah.
And right now, you're basically facing Florida State, but with Syracuse's 2018 defense and Auburn's, like, 2016 offense. So what is it like to prepare? I mean, it's got to be weird preparing for them, given what they generally look like and what they look like right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach Norvell, you know, obviously they didn't have the season that they wanted last year, but, you know, kind of, you know, trying to come back and make some changes in his program. Bringing Coach Malzahn in from what was he at UCF before? Maybe I think yeah. He's been in a couple different spots. You know, but he's a, you know, spread option principal offense guy with a lot of tempo. You know, he's a big believer in the faster we go, the more simple the defense will be, and so that's really his philosophy and a big part of it. You know, just go really, really fast, make you predictable, make you simple. And if you're predictable, I know what you're going to be in. And if I know what you're in, then I can attack you all sorts of various ways. He's a very, very bright guy. They brought some good guys in from the portal. Tommy Castellanos, I think he's passed for 1,800 yards on a season at least. You know, he's a smart guy. He's confident in his play. I think he's really doing well in this offense. Gavin Sawchuk from Oklahoma, he's a guy who will run behind his pads. I think they're leading the country in yards per game with 628 maybe. You're running the ball for 300 plus yards a game. That's a huge thing if you're an offense, and it really opens stuff up on the back end. because you got to be aggressive in your fits. Otherwise, they're going to be falling forward for 4, 5, 6 yards of play. You know, and now it's 3rd and 2. And now they're getting the first down again. Now it's 11-play, 75-yard drive. And so, you know, their run, everything starts through their run game, through their tempo. All kinds of sugar huddle, muddle huddle. That's another way offenses will try to vanilla you. You know, you huddle up, and then really, really quick, you break out of the huddle. You got to kind of have some, you know, some simple calls to that stuff. Yeah, I mean, Coach Malzahn's a very highly respected guy in this profession. I think, Deuce, what's his last name? The receiver.
Robinson.
Deuce Robinson, man. He's an elite receiver. They've got elite caliber talent all over at receiver, and they've got some good pass catchers in their tight ends. You know, they're 4-4. Their offense is legit, though. You know, they dropped 4 games in a row, and then they just kind of got back into a rhythm against Wake Forest. They're 42-7. You know, so we've definitely got a tough challenge ahead. You know, just watching the tape, it's, you know, it makes you antsy.
You got to watch your dad last week. And yeah. It was cool watching you talk about it, that, like, when you've got an early game and your dad plays late, you get to sit home and watch. But you actually said sometimes it's better when y'all are playing side by side because you don't get stressed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, last week, you know, having probably one of the most gut-punching, debilitating losses we've ever had in my career here was just to have a win like that just kind of get taken away from you. You know, we had so many chances to get a stop. And the game came down to, you know, 30 seconds left in the game, 10 seconds left in the game with our offense with the ball. You know, so a very, very high stress moment, you know, and then that's over at 3:30 and, you know, you're pissed off and mad, you know, and then you got to go hope that your blood relative goes to win at 7:30 in Knoxville. It's a tough place to play. And, you know, they haven't been perfect all year. So they're always stressing me out and, you know, my palms are sweating and, that game came down to the, you know, last drive of the game pretty much. So I don't like when we play at different times. I'd rather them play at the same time so I can come in the locker room after the game and check and see if they won. But, yeah, you know, it's fun to watch. So,
fantastic. Man, I can't thank you enough for being here today. Appreciate you joining us. Tell your dad we said hello.
Definitely.
For sure. And keep on fighting, man.
Definitely.
We appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, Tyler Venables joined the program. Chad and Columbia, hang on. We're coming to you.